The debate over Apple's resistance to creating a backdoor for an iPhone got incredibly heated on Hacker News, sparking hundreds of comments and widespread disagreement. At stake was whether a court order could compel Apple to bypass security features and what that precedent would mean for user privacy globally.
Apple is absolutely doing the right thing here. Forcing them to create a tool to bypass security, even for just one phone, would set a dangerous precedent.
The discussion was deeply divided, with almost every comment receiving zero or negative upvotes. We saw strong support for Apple, but also significant arguments for compliance. Others questioned Apple's true motives and the technical feasibility of the FBI's request.
This isn't just about one device. Once the government can force Apple to weaken security, they can do it for any phone, anywhere. That's a global surveillance capability.
But that's an abstract fear. This is a legitimate court order for a specific device in a serious terrorism case. Police can search physical property with a warrant. Why should a smartphone be any different just because Apple says it is?
Because a physical search doesn't create a master key. This request forces Apple to build new software that weakens the very security they promise their users. That tool, once it exists, could be stolen or leaked. It would put all iPhones at risk from criminals and hostile foreign governments.
While I appreciate the sentiment, let's be realistic. Apple's stance is also a very smart PR move.
It enhances their brand as a privacy-focused company, especially compared to others who monetize user data.
Many in the thread speculated on Apple's true motivations, wondering if it was pure principle or a strategic business decision.
Complying with the FBI could severely damage Apple's reputation and sales, particularly in international markets. Countries like China or Russia might ban their products if backdoors are known to exist. It's a clear business incentive.
It's not just about sales. This is about prioritizing freedom and strong encryption, which are core American values. The government is asking a private company to actively weaken security, not just hand over data they already possess.
It's worth noting that the phone in question is an iPhone 5C, which lacks the secure enclave found in newer models. Its passcode limits are enforced in software, meaning Apple can modify them. This is a key technical detail.
The age of the iPhone 5C and its lack of a secure enclave was a crucial technical detail for many, distinguishing it from newer, more secure models.
If Apple can create a modified OS to remove passcode limits and allow brute forcing, then the capability to circumvent these features already exists within Apple's control. This is via their code signing keys. That's the real backdoor mechanism, not about creating a new exploit.
And the court order specifically requests software for one device, with a unique identifier. It's not a master key for all iPhones. The importance of solving a heinous crime, especially one with national security implications, outweighs abstract fears of a slippery slope.
But the existence of that signed software, even for one phone, is the problem. It proves the capability exists, and it sets the legal precedent. This fight is about prioritizing freedom and strong encryption over perceived security, a core American value that is being forgotten.
Some even suggested Apple's letter was carefully worded to avoid explicitly stating whether they can create the software. This implies a capability they don't want to admit publicly. It's about managing perception and avoiding public backlash.
The discussion frequently delved into the technical specifics of iPhone security, often correcting misconceptions about different models and their boot processes.
Even without Apple's help, dedicated attackers or government agencies could potentially reverse engineer iOS or use hardware methods to brute force passcodes. This is especially true for simpler PINs. Security is never absolute when the manufacturer retains the ability to push signed updates.
So, if the capability exists and it's for a critical investigation, why the resistance? Apple's refusal hinders law enforcement's ability to gather crucial evidence, potentially impacting public safety.
Because the principle matters more. This isn't about existing data. Apple already complies with requests for iCloud backups.
This is about forcing a company to actively weaken its product security, which is a dangerous overreach.
Huge props to Apple for standing up for user rights. This kind of policy makes me appreciate the iPhone's premium price tag even more.
And let's not forget, Apple's business model relies on selling hardware, not user data. So, a pro-privacy stance is a win-win for them and their customers.
The fact that they can create this backdoor, doesn't that mean it already exists?
What Apple needs to do is release an update that closes this backdoor.
I'm clearly in the minority here, but I don't really understand Apple's position, nor why everyone is rallying behind them.
This is the entire concern. If the government can force Apple to backdoor this one iPhone, then they can force Apple to backdoor any iPhone for any person given a valid warrant.
Once the floodgates open, there's no going back. This is about fundamental rights.
Beyond the main arguments, a few interesting minority views emerged from the highly contested thread. One suggestion was that the FBI might already possess the data through other intelligence agencies or cloud services. This request, then, would be a parallel construction to legitimize evidence or set a legal precedent.
It wouldn't surprise me. Governments often have more capabilities than they let on. This could easily be a way to force Apple's hand publicly, rather than admitting to existing exploits.
Ultimately, the thread on Hacker News showed a deep division, with no clear consensus on whether Apple should comply. Many agreed that the San Bernardino case was being used to set a significant legal precedent regarding encryption and government access. While there was a general understanding that Apple already complies with legal requests for data it possesses, the core disagreement remained. Should a company be compelled to create new software that could compromise the security of all its users? That question was never fully resolved.